This week's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are John Winura with USDA ARS Ginning Laboratory in Lubbock, Texas. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Some of the background behind the project was our region tends to have a limited amount of heat units and the ability to mature a crop or take a crop to full maturity, as in the Southeast and other regions of the U.S. And so we've got to do some things differently out there to help these guys out from a maturity and quality standpoint.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Those are the conditions under which we tend to see the highest yields and the highest potential to see a maturity differential across the crop because of the indeterminate nature of the plants.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
That you would defoliate it and then do a once-over picking compared to a once-over conventional stripping or the other two non-conventional harvesting treatments that we used, which were to do a green picking, which was applied before defoliants had been applied, and then come back in one of those other treatments was to do a second picking, and then the fourth being a follow-up stripping to the green picking.
Cut four, coming in 3, 2, 1.
There are some additional things we're going to need to look at in terms of the ginning of that cotton. It needs to happen very quickly after you harvest it because the trash content that you tend to get from those green picking events, it has a lot higher moisture content. And so that trash that you take to the gin, if you don't get it out immediately, it transfers the moisture into the lint and it'll start to degrade your quality grades for the lint fiber. But in terms of the HBI, length, strength, and other characteristics, we did see some benefit from that earlier harvest.